105.1, best mix of the 80s, 90s, and today. ABC's Super Soap Weekend coming up. And here she is, from One Life to Live. She's Blair. She's Cassie DePaiva.
Thank you. Yay!
Ta-da! How you guys doing?
It's kind of like walking out on the View set, isn't it? Hearing us applaud like that for you.
Oh, you know what? Walking out on the View set, it was... I think maybe it might be better down in Orlando. I love doing The View, but you guys down in Orlando are so fantastic and have been such great supporters of Super Soap Weekend and of One Life to Live, ABC, Blair Manning, and all the bad girls and good girls. Y'all are great.
No, that's wonderful.
Now, you look like you really had some fun on The View this past time.
I did, and I just feel so lucky every time I get to do that. It's the fifth time that I did it, and, you know, every time I'm there, the panel completely changes.
Well, that's what I was wondering, if it feels like you're strapping in on Rock and Roller Coaster or something, and you just never know what you're in for.
You never know what you're in for, and the hour goes by so fast, and it's such a whirlwind, and you're just trying to make sure that you're making complete sentences and get a word in edgewise, but I love it. I love those women, and actually, Sherry Shepherd's going to be down this weekend, so... All you people out there, you want to meet Sherry Shepherd, she's just sweet as she can be.
Yeah, it's a week from this weekend is going to be Super Soap Weekend, and we'll be broadcasting there. Our whole show is coming out again to broadcast from the Disney MGM Studios a week from today, so we're really excited about that.
Yeah, hopefully I can stop by and not have to talk to you on the phone, but give you both a big hug.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, last year we had quite the One Life contingent. We had Erica Slezak, we had Renee Goldsberry, we had Kathy Breyer.
We love going down there. It's a feel-good event. We really reach our audience, and they're there. And just, I mean, soap opera fans are just fantastic.
Yeah, we didn't realize until a couple years into it, that there's a selection process of who can come to Super Soap Weekend. We thought that, you know, they put up a sign-up sheet, and if you could work it into your schedule, fine. But I guess it's quite an honor to be chosen to be here.
Yeah, and this is my 11th year to come down for the 12th annual. And I think they choose me because I sing. And I'm going to be performing down there for the street jams, which are so much fun. Then I'm also going to be doing my autograph signing of my new CD on the 9th, Friday, down at the Writer's Stop at MGM. So any of you guys want to come out and meet me personally before the official kickoff, it's pretty much at 1 o'clock. At the Writer's Stop at MGM Studio.
Now, when do you get time to put together a CD? It's like you're in every scene on One Life to Live.
Oh, now, Erica, you do the things that you love, and I love doing my music, and I get to sing on the show, and my fans, because I started out singing on Guiding Light, you know, umpteen years ago, my fans in the daytime world know that I sing, and they're always asking for my music, and it keeps another part of me alive, and I love doing it. And I love entertaining.
Do you have to compartmentalize everything and say, no, I'm in singing mode today, or I'm in acting mode today, or can you mix it all together?
I mix it all together. I guess I'm like the Tim McGraw song, I live like I'm dying. I try to do as much as I can do and try to do it the best of my ability and be as kind and generous as I possibly can in life. And everything's kind of worked out for me. And when it ends, it will end. And when One Life to Live is ready to put me out to pasture, I think I'll be ready to go.
Now, your son, JQ, has been on All My Children. That was a great storyline that you helped to consult with, correct?
Yeah, and it was just so fantastic. And so many people, my son, for all you that don't know, was born with a profound hearing loss and has cochlear implants. And so they're doing that story on All My Children. And they featured JQ on 3 episodes, and I think they're going to be bringing him back. I can't really tell you that much about it, but they've been asking me. So JQ was bitten by the acting bug. But it was wonderful because it's really putting the word out about hearing loss and what children and families can do if you think your child can't hear and get the services and the help that they need. And, that's pretty much my true soapbox now, that God has given me that. And I feel like, you know, I've got to help as many people as I possibly can and want to.
Wonderful. We're talking to Cassie DePaiva from One Life to Live. She's Blair. Now, we know what you're up to on TV. Tell us just a little bit more about this CD.
Well, it's called I Want to Love You. It's out in stores. And I'm real excited. I actually have a country single out called Too Little. It's the first cut on the album. It's a little toe-tap and bluegrass-inspired song. Pretty much kind of like Blair's life. You know, she's got too little time. Well, maybe she's got too much money, but too little money, but she wouldn't trade it for anything in the world because she's got one good man and two little kids. It's a really great song.
One thing about Blair, the most beautiful clothing I mean, they just go to town when they're putting your wardrobe together.
Fun. I just love being Blair. And if I don't feel like I'm Blair, the minute I put those clothes on and that push-up bra on, I'm ready to go.
I guess that's method acting to some degree.
You know, strapping on that bra, putting on those beautiful clothes, all of a sudden the bad girl comes out in me.
Well, we'll see you next weekend. It's Disney MGM Studios is where it always happens. It's ABC Super Soap Weekend, and it's November 10th and 11th. It's Blair Manning from One Life to Live, Cassie DePaiva.
Hey, America, thanks so much, and we'll see you down there in Orlando, you guys.
Can't
Take
wait.
Care.
Bye.
Bye.